United Country Real Estate of Mountain Home is the largest seller of rural real estate in the United States. With United Country, you'll find trust and integrity, integral parts of their high standards. As a seller, you'll benefit from United Country's unique and proven marketing system. You owe it to yourself to call the number one team in the nation today at 425-3820. United Country Real Estate, proud supporters of our Mountain Home Bombers.
And we are back here in Springfield, Missouri at Kickapoo Gymnasium as we are set to tip off this game between the Willard Tigers and your Mountain Home Lady Bombers. Russ, what's your prediction for the game?
Man, I feel like we got a chance to play well and get a W for sure. Probably easily. I think they don't have enough experience.
And the open tip is controlled by the Lady Bombers as Anna tips it to Husky. Husky's going to dribble at the top of the key, swing it to the left wing, Moore. Moore's going to drive, and she's going to shuffle her feet, and they're going to call a walk as Mountain Home has their first turnover of the game.
Yeah, it looks like they were playing man, and we're starting under press here.
There's D to press. Willard trying to throw it in. They throw it deep, and it's going to be a turnover for Willard. First pass. They had nowhere to throw it, and they threw it deep, and Lakin Moore's able to wrangle it down. Moore drives into the right wing as Mountain Home sets up their offense. A little weave action up at the top of the key, and Moore's going to step back for a three. Long three off the back of the iron. No good. Rebound's going to be controlled by Willard, who fell. Should have been a walk, not called, but Mountain Home is right there at pressure as they continue to pressure Willard as they bring it up the court. Murray brings it up the court, finds a cut in Floyd down the middle, who hits it off her knee with a wide-open layup but goes out of bounds. That's the second turnover here by Willard earlier in this game.
One thing to look at here in Missouri, no shot clock.
No shot clock, yeah.
That's
how it affects.
Ninth graders and no shot clock.
Willard, it looks like they're going to do a diamond press right here, and Mountain Home's going to turn it over. Willard's going to get a layup and get a shot missed as Murray gets it, puts it back up and Pilates gets the rebound. She puts it up 2-0 Willard as they get it. Convert on the turnover in the press. Here's Mountain Home back quickly as Yonkers just takes it to the hole, goes down the lane, misses the wide open layup, rebound controlled by Willard.
Yeah, we're staying in our press here.
Mountain Home's pressing Willard man to man.
10 seconds.
Oh, they've almost had a 10 second. Whitten Coleman going for the steal, fouled Murray as she was going, kind of bailed Willard out right there. You know, right now, kind of sloppy play, but these Lady Bombers just start off as Willard's got the 2-0 lead with 6:54 left in his first quarter.
Yeah, we're not really locked in. We're leaving people open and playing a little sloppy here.
Willard's looking to inbound as Murray's going to bring the ball up, facing Mountain Home's man-to-man pressure. Willard's going to start a weave at the top, going to try to throw it in the middle to Floyd. It's going to go over her head and sail out of bounds. That'll be the third turnover early from these Willard Tigers.
Yeah, the pressure got them there. Turnover, which you would expect that from a young team.
Mountain Home's going to inbound it from the side. Moore's going to throw it into Husky. Husky's got two girls on it. She's looking up the middle. Back to Moore. Moore's going to throw it in the middle. It's going to go over the top, but they have numbers. Parker's able to hit Coleman down low. Coleman throws it up on the rim. Hangs on the rim, no good, but Anna's right there for the rebound. McCarn misses the putback, and it is going to be settled by Floyd for Willard. 2-point blank shots missed by the Lady Bombers. Willard back quickly as there's a pull-up from Murray at the top of the key. No good. Floyd's able to secure the defensive rebound. Mountain Home out and running. Nice pass ahead from Parker Husky to Moore. Moore's going to put the shot up. Looks like she got fouled. They're not going to call it, but she's going to miss the shot. It is going to be a jump ball right now between Floyd and Moore, and it's going to be Willard's ball in the alternate possession.
Yeah, Willard's going to get to take it out under our goal here.
Mountain Home's had some point blank as they throw it in, and Jaylee Yonkers comes up with a steal. Mountain Home on the attack. Yonkers goes and drives in the lane, up off the glass, and finally gets it to roll. Mountain Home now tied 2-2 with Willard with 6 minutes left here in the first quarter.
Great move by Jayla there.
Mountain Home has a running jump right here as Murray is able to beat the press, but Parker Husky reaches in and going to get a foul right here as Murray splits the defenders. Going to be a foul as she crosses into the half court.
Murray did a great job there splitting, breaking down the press, and Parker tried to get her from behind there, get a steal, and didn't work. Got a foul. We're in man, as we typically are.
Mountain Home in the man-to-man as Murray brings it across half court. Yonkers is out guarding Kennedy Kelly at the top of the key, pushing her way back. Good defense right here by the Lady Bombers as she swings it over to Floyd. Harper Floyd. Harper Floyd dribbling, spin move, kicks it back out to Kendi. Kendi's going to take a shot. It's going to be off the rim. No good. Rebound secured by Yonkers.
Great,
Mountain Home
great.
Looking to press. Yonkers throws it away, though. Mount Home throws it away to Pilates. Pilates drives the lane, kicks it over to Murray. Murray with the shot fake goes in and is able to make a layup. Willard 4-0 here at 5:20 left in the first quarter. Mount Home back quickly against the press. McCarn going to the lane, is able to draw the blocking foul as she goes up. Looks like they're going to get the older Floyd, Scarlett Floyd, I believe is the only senior on this team for Willard. And McCarn's going to go line shooting too.
Great job there, being Anna being aggressive, especially early. Their big girl, Scarlett Floyd, tried to get underneath her and got a blocking foul.
McCarn goes up the line and misses the first free throw. As Sarah Williams is checked in the game for Mountain Home for Jaylee Yonkers. First time we've seen the junior Sarah Williams tonight. 4-2 Willard here with 5:14 as Anna shoots the second one. It is long, no good. Witten Coleman right under the board gets the rebound. Was able to, as she's trying to get the rebound, it goes out of bounds and end up with Willard's basketball.
We're staying in a little man press here.
Mount Home in a man press, which is what you'll see. Willard's trying to throw it over the top. They hit Pilates. Pilates tries to throw it to absolutely no one down the middle of the lane as it goes out of bounds. Mount Home ball. That's what, the turnover already?
Yeah, at least fourth pressure causing turnovers here.
Yeah, Mountain Home giving Willard some fits right now. Mountain Home's going to throw the ball to the middle of the field, to the middle of the court. She's going to be fouled. Witten Coleman's going to catch it, and she is going to be fouled by number 32.
So both of their big girls now have one foul. That could be a big play moving forward.
Don't know what Willard's bench quite looks like right now, but they are
young.
Young. And, yeah, young. That's one way to put it. That's right.
So Willard's a man now.
Yep. Parker's going to bring the ball across the timeline. Husky's going to go. It's a nice little backdoor screen for Moore, not there. Hits Williams at the top of the key. Husky's going to drive. Nice little weave action up top as Moore goes. Coleman's going to drive in, put the ball high off the rim, and 2 points for Witten as she drives the lane. Nice little take as she rounded that corner and took the ball to the hole.
Great job by Witten getting aggressive here.
In for Willard now is number 4, Chloe Jones. She brings the ball up, throws it out to Harper, who's going to dribble it off her foot, turn it over. Great hustle by Sarah Williams. Lakin Moore with the pass ahead to Witten Coleman. Coleman's going to spin move off the block. 2 points for Coleman. Great pass by Lakin ahead. Good hustle by Sarah Williams as she was able to get the turnover. Good communication there for the Bombers. And pass ahead as Mountain Home takes a 6-4 lead with 4 minutes left here in this opening quarter. Willard back quickly as they throw it to Pilates. Pilates throws a shot up, misses everything as she shoots a layup. Mountain Home going quick up. Coleman at the other end with a basket and foul as she's headed to the line to shoot a free throw to go up and one. Witten playing the old man basketball.
No,
she's sitting back snowboarding a little bit.
Snowboarding. But on the other hand, I mean, Willard is wanting to speed up the game, but I'm not sure that's really the game they want to play with us.
Not against these Lady Bombers, I don't think.
We're pretty good when we're in the press and breaking press, so I'm surprised they want to speed it up that much.
So we're going to have a timeout before Coleman takes his free throw. Right now it's 8-4, your Lady Bombers. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on KTLO.
When the time comes to consider home care for a loved one, let First Choice Home Care make it a simple and easy process for everyone. With trained PCAs and CNAs, we will treat your loved ones like our family. With 10 offices around the state of Arkansas and award-winning care, let us show you why First Choice Home Care is the best choice. Give us a call today, 870-222-0088, or visit us on the web at www.firstchoicehomecare.net. And as always, go Bombers!
Uh-oh, sounds like you need some new glass. And Clear Results Glass is here to help. At Clear Results, no job is too big or too small for our guys. Rock chip or broken windshield? Not a problem. Outdated or broken business glass? Let us help. Custom glass for your home? We can do it. With Clear Results, you can trust us to get the job done. Let us get a quote started for you. Just call 321-1098 or stop by Clear Results Glass, located at 5051 Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
As we're coming out of this timeout, Mountain Home has an 8-4 lead and somewhat of a sloppy first 4 minutes of this game with 4:05 left here in the first quarter. But Mountain Home has been able to get to the bucket and get on the rim. Witten Coleman's done a great job so far.
No, great. She got 3 buckets in a row, I think, there. And our pressure's starting to get to them, and I think we're settling down a little bit.
The free throw's up by Coleman. It is short, but Sarah Williams right there on the rebound. Passed out to Husky. Husky swings it over to Moore, and Moore hits the wide-open three. Great job, Sarah Williams, getting the extra possession for the Lady Bombers, and Lakin able to hit the three. 11-4, Lady Bombers. Murray's going to bring the ball up, being hounded by Coleman as she crosses into the half court. Parker Husky's right there with a steal as she drives around the outside. Husky drives the lane, nice little stop and pump fake, and Husky finishes on the other end for two. Mountain Home on a good run right here.
Textbook jump stop. Let them fly by.
Mountain Home's doing a really good job right now, putting pressure on the point guard and running and jumping. And we see it right here again. Coleman's able to stop Murray, and Parker comes from behind Husky and is able to get the steal. Another turnover by the Willard Tigers.
Yeah, great job and pressure there by Parker.
Moore brings the ball in the front court. She's going to stop and pop from three. Heat check three, no good off her iron. Rebound is going to be secured by Harper. Or Kennedy Kelly, my bad. Kennedy Kelly's going to take the full length of the court. She's going to put the ball up. It's going to roll around, no good. Coleman's going to secure the defensive rebound as Mountain Home looks to run. Then Coleman's going to have her picket pocket by Murray. Murray's going to go in for the layup, and they are going to call Coleman on the foul as she's able to get two and go for the line for an extra point.
Yeah, Whitten kind of got caught looking up at the court, tried to advance it, and got her pocket picked there. Got Bailey Rittenberg and
Livy Fosnes. Livy Fosnes coming in, and one of our Minnesota twins that are not twins, but sisters that have made it here.
We got Coleman and Anna McCarron came out.
Right now for Willard, you got Cassidy Miller on the floor, as well as Chloe Jones, as one of the Harpers comes in for the other Harper. Free throw up by Murray is up and good. As Pilates comes in and spells Murray here for Willard. Mountain Home going to inbound the ball up 13-7 with 2:55 left in this first quarter.
What's interesting, Willard looks like they're doing that same 1-2-2 press that Kickapoo was doing.
Yeah, they're just spreading it out a little bit more, but Mountain Home's able to throw over the top of it. And now Parker's going to be trapped in the corner, and Mountain Home is going to be forced to call a timeout right here. We have 2:44 left in the first quarter. Mountain Home up 13-7 as we got a 30-second timeout. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on KTLO.
FNBC is excited to announce their new Sapphire Plus checking account. Earn 4% annual percentage yield on up to $20,000 by simply using your debit card 15 times and receiving a direct deposit each statement cycle. You'll also earn 1% APY on funds above $20,000. Stop by one of their convenient locations or visit fnbc.us for more information. You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Terms and conditions apply.
And we're back here as your Lady Bombers are up 13-7. Quick score update from Greenwood. Greenwood just was able to put it in, 20-0 right before the end of the first half. Looks like they're lined up to set to kick the extra point, but Greenwood looks like they're going to have a 21-0 lead on the Bombers at half here. Here the Lady Bombers are up 13-7 with 2:40 left in this first quarter. As Mountain Home's had kind of a shaky start to this game, but they've settled in nicely here as they bring the ball in and trigger. Moore has the ball at the top of the key. Nice little weave action going on top. Rittenberg in. She's going to drive to middle lane, kick it out to Moore. Moore's going to take one dribble. She's going to kick it out to Rittenberg. Rittenberg's going to hit Husky in the right wing. Husky puts the ball up. It is just a little bit long. Rebound secured by Kennedy Kelly from Willard.
Yeah, good pull there on by Parker. Just didn't go in.
Chloe Jones is going to have the ball for Willard. She brings the ball into the front court, being hounded on a double team. She's going to hit Harper down low. Harper's going to put her body on. Nice little spin move. Throw the ball up. No good. Gets her own rebound.
Great job, puts it up again.
And Sarah Claire Williams there for the rebound. She throws it out to Rittenberg, but Rittenberg was going to go somewhere with it before she decided to dribble and got a walk call here.
Yeah, great job by Sarah Claire blocking out there. Outlet to Bailey, but Bailey kind of drug her feet before she started dribbling or pass it. Got to calm down just a little bit. Got Lakin Moore out of the game and Jayla back in.
Yep, so Jayla Yonker's in for Mountain Home to replace Lakin Moore as Willard's inbound the ball on the far side. They're going to throw it in, and as they try to throw the ball into Chloe Jones, she steps on the sideline. It is going to be another turnover for these Willard Tigers.
Yeah, that's the seventh turnover so far the Lady Bombers have caused.
13-7 here as we cross under 2 minutes left in this first quarter. Husky brings the ball into the front court. Willard's in the little trapping zone right now as they are going to switch every ball screen here. Rittenberg's going to drive to the paint, kick it out to Husky. Husky has her feet set, puts the ball up. Oh, it all but goes down as the ball rattles around, but Jayla Yonker's right there for the rebounds for the Lady Young Bombers. She's in the corner. She has nowhere to go with it. She throws it up. It's going to be a turnover as Pilates is able to get the steal. Pilates ahead, throws it ahead to Murray. Murray on the offside block. She dribbles and double dribbles and has the ball poked away, but as she's poked away, her and Sarah Williams are both fighting for the ball, and it looks like they're going to call a foul on Who are they going to get here? They're going to get Murray as they're both going for the ball.
Wow, is that the second on Murray?
That's the first on Murray.
First on Murray. Great job. Hey, good effort by Sarah Claire there. Just harassing her. I thought she double dribbled anyway, and then she backed it out, and she dove for a steal.
As the Mountain Home benches stand up, giving Sarah Claire a high five as she goes down. That's a great hustle play there to get another possession here for the Lady Bombers. Ball's going to be on the wing to Yonkers. Yonkers is going to throw it to Coleman. Coleman's going to drive to the lane and jump stop. As she tries to pass the ball out, they're going to say she drags her feet. That's going to be a turnover for the Lady Bombers.
I thought that was close. I thought she may have got it out of her hands before she did it, but it was pretty close. We got man press again for the Bombers.
Ball's going to be triggered inbounds to Jones. Jones is going to drive up the sideline. She's going to spin move, and it should have been a walk call, but it was not. It's going to be kicked out to the corner. The shot's going to be long. Ball's going to be battled for, and Jones is going to come away with it as she throws it cross court to Murray. Murray looking to reset the offense as she gets it up top to Jones. Murray spins around as it goes over to Kelly. Kelly at the top of the key with Rittenberg on her. Kelly drives to the lane, spin moves at the elbow, throws the shot off. It is off, and Livy Faustus is right there for the rebound for the Lady Bombers.
Great job by Livy securing the rebound. Here we got Jayla bringing the ball up.
Jayla going quick. Kicks the ball out to Moore. Moore's going to reset as we got 39 seconds. Now, there is no shot clock up here. Hold for the last shot as Mountain Home is leading 13-7. It looks like what we're going to do.
You know, they got one of their bigger girls guarding Lake and Moore. I would take advantage of this here in the last 25 seconds.
Mountain Home is indeed. Looks like we're going to hold for this last shot as the clock is down to 22 seconds. We are going to do special, which we're going to lay it out flat right here. It's going to be Lakin, four men along the baseline, Lakin and her defender Harper at the top of the key. Looks like Murray's trying to sneak up. She's going to come double. Lakin goes, comes around the corner, throws it to Witten in the corner, hits the open three. It's 4 seconds, 3 seconds, two, one. As time expires here in this first quarter, Mountain Home with a 16-7 lead. Great offensive set there by the Lady Bombers.
Yeah, great job by Lakin drawing the second defender and dishing it out to Witten, who hit the shot.
Well, we're after one quarter play. Your Lady Bombers are up 16-7. You're listening to Lady Bomber basketball here on KTLO.
Hi, this is Melissa Miller, and it's football time, which means the Farmers and Merchants Bank joins you in cheering on the Mountain Home Bombers. We applaud the extra effort from neighbors like you that makes our local schools and activities such an integral part of our community. Working as a team to help you reach your goals is the perfect game plan for success. The Farmers and Merchants Bank, finally, a bank in your corner.
Touchdown!
Go Bombers! Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.